In the name of one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Good morning.
Good morning.
Happy belated Thanksgiving and the first Sunday of Advent. In our case, it is the fourth Sunday of Advent. But we catch up to the rest of the world as the world caught up to us. It has been a great joy to lengthen and extend our understanding of Advent. That is the fulfillment of the kingdom of God in all time. The opportunity to look forward to the realm of God in its fullness, the completion of the perfection of all created things in the presence of the Creator. All that language seems slippery and hard to comprehend because it is. We human beings have beginnings, middles, and ends. Many of our projects in this planet and this world look to be the same. Right now we come to the conclusion of a national holiday. Thanksgiving is such a lovely time of gatherings. Isn't it? And when it comes to the end, there is that, for me anyway, and possibly for others, that moment of quietness when we are left with leftovers. And the guests are going back and return to what is normal commences. And there's quietness, there's the beginnings of a longing for return to the revelry that marked the occasion to begin with. And yet we live with a God who stands outside of time that has no beginning and no end. And we take a whole season of the year to embrace what that might mean for those of us finite creatures as we treat with the infinite of beauty. The scripture reading today from Matthew's Gospel, we turn forward into the readings from Matthew and John. In this reading from Matthew and the other Gospels, there are depictions of what's considered colloquially called the end times, or the parousia, what has been listed as the second coming of Christ. Let us pause for a moment to correct the record. The first coming of Christ we know to be Christmas. The second coming of Christ is Easter. But what about the third, the fourth, and the fifth, and the sixth comings of Christ? When I look around at you, I have experienced Christ come to me 7th, 8th, 9th, 10th time. I've seen you hold my hand in trouble, say a word to me that was needed, cook a meal, knit a shawl, and say something useful. I'm reminded of saying something useful by a lovely little movie. Who remembers? With Dustin Hoffman as a young man, The Graduate. He is experiencing one of those endings, the ending of his graduation from college, the beginning of some kind of a lengthy career. And there's that wonderful scene where the family's gathered in the afternoon around the pool, and he's deciding what to make of himself, and an older man comes up to this young college graduate, stares him down in the face, and says one word: plastics. That's a way of making sense of what to do with the rest of your life after you've been through the moment. Forgive me if I have ever been with you in that way, offering to you a religious word as a replacement for plastics. It happens in the religious life. We get caught unaware, and instead of spending time being present, presence. We say that they tumble out of our mouths to make sense of it. And that is the moment we're in this Advent, that we will say things to make sense of it all. We read, we're finite creatures with beginnings, middles, and ends, must embrace and hold fast to something that is ineffable, incomprehensible, and beyond us. What does it mean to treat with God beyond time? As we look forward to the long for the final journey of Christ, in the fulfillment of all things, in the purpose of God, whose aim is simple perfection, in beauty and grace, we might be surprised at the end of it. But I think not. We might be surprised that Christ has been here all along, calling, gathering, enlightening, sanctifying, embracing, edifying, making meaning, making glory, making joy. It might just be that in the second, third, fourth, fifth, seventh, eighth, 20th, infinite times I've looked upon Christ in you. It might just be that in the fulfillment of Christ's own history, I might not even notice that at the end of my days, the movement from this life to perfection might be of a peace, of a wholeness, of a kind, that because Christ has been returning to me and you, all this time I might just not notice. We're not taken by the very first verse of our psalm today, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. You know how lonely it is to be I, the capital first person, and knowing that there are others for they. But they move closer to me and invite me, an intimate first person, me, closer to who and what it is this person is. I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. The unifying and the unity of God. We together, combined, amalgamated. All those who are going before us in faith. And we love to see the Lord, all those whom we have never known, who walk the path before us and left behind a steadier way for us to follow. All of us shall go into the house of the Lord. The goal and purpose of our lives now is to make sure. We don't know what's the difference.